A group of homeowners in Anchorage's Rabbit Creek neighborhood are concerned that non-residential development could drain their water supply. They are suggesting an amendment to Title 21, the city's land use law, as a preventative measure. Members of the Anchorage Assembly are in the final stages of a 10-year rewrite of the law. It's been in the news for addressing issues like sidewalks and landscaping and stream setbacks. But according to Rabbit Creek residents, if it goes through without addressing water issues, the municipality could face problems down the road. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Beth Glatfelty, her husband, and three kids moved to the Rabbit Creek area in 2005. Largely because they believed it was the perfect place to raise a family and chickens. The chickens live in a refurbished Connex container beside Glatfelty's 1952 homesteader log cabin on the lower hillside. There's lots of open space. On a clear day, she can see all the way across Turnagain Arm to Hope.
We love living in this area because of the rural aspect. We are on large lots, 2.5 acres in general, and we have a wonderful view and wonderful neighbors, and it's very remote yet close to Anchorage for all the amenities that Anchorage provides.
In December of 2011, just before Christmas, something happened that got her concerned about her water.
I was home with my kids. They were on Christmas break, and I went to turn on the faucet in the morning to get things ready for breakfast, and air came out of the faucet.
The water started flowing normally again after a few days, but after asking around the neighborhood, Glatfelty found out that many of her neighbors connected to the same aquifer as a nearby church well had similar problems that day. In all, 6 wells were drained, she says, and 1 went permanently dry.
That is when we banded together as a neighborhood to figure out what exactly had happened. And the more we found out, the more frightened we got, and the more we needed to probe and push and request protection from the city.
The church ran a drawdown water test that day in December because they were planning an expansion. They ran the water at 5 gallons a minute for 24 hours. The church has since dropped the idea of expanding, but as a result of their experience, Glatfelty and her neighbors have requested an amendment to Anchorage's Title 21 land use law, protecting residential neighborhoods from large non-residential establishments that could harm their water supply. Dane Havard is a pastor at Rabbit Creek Community Church. Havard says they've tried to expand 3 times since 2004. Each time the neighbors appealed their applications to build. He admits he's also concerned about the hillside's water supply, and not just for non-residential development.
I do understand what their question is. I don't think it's really about a particular type of use. I think the claim was that the kind of use that we had in mind would somehow or another have a greater impact on the water than residential use. I think that's where we have a difference of opinion. And if the city or the state continues to allow residential development, the same issues are there.
Nancy Pease with the Rabbit Creek Community Council says that's a real concern.
It's anecdotal, but we do hear about people who have had to drill a second well, or in the case of my next door neighbor, had to use some sort of hydro fracking to enlarge the little seams that feed his well, which is in bedrock. And I believe there's at least one subdivision, the South Park subdivision, which was on a community well, and they tapped into the city water supply when their community well wasn't adequate.
Peace says the hillside has some of the largest tracts of undeveloped land in the municipality, yet there's not been much mapping of the aquifers, and there are places where the water table is very low or is accessed only through small seams in the bedrock, she says. Pease worries that could spell trouble without some protections for residents in Anchorage land use law.
And in these areas, there may not be enough water to build out to the full density that it's zoned for. And there certainly may not be enough water to support more intensive uses such as schools or group living or churches, the kinds of uses that take a lot more water, at least periodically, than a single residential home.
But Assemblymember Debbie Osiander, who chairs the Title 21 Committee, says the amendment is unlikely to be included. She says she forwarded the request for an amendment to a municipal board that handles water and wastewater issues, but they haven't gotten back to her yet. She wants the board to send her wording for the new code. The Assembly will take their final vote on Title 21 February 26th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.